From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 18th. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Zonsign, Gaza peace plan hinges on concessions. Jared Kushner assured Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the Israeli army won't be compelled to withdraw from Gaza until Hamas disarms, according to an official with knowledge of the talks. Kushner met with Netanyahu in Jerusalem just a day after holding talks with a Hamas leader in Egypt. Merav Zonsign, senior analyst Israel at the International Crisis Group, spoke to Bloomberg's Abir Abu Omar on the likelihood of the peace plan making progress. Source, Bloomberg. Next, second, from RFI English. Zambia's President Hichilema wins re-election. Zambia's Electoral Commission has announced that Hakainde Hichilema has been re-elected president after a race that critics said was tightly managed by his government. The Electoral Commission of Zambia announced early Tuesday that Hichilema won re-election with around 60% of votes cast on 13 August. His closest challenger, Brian Munjubile, a former provincial minister, won nearly 38% of the vote, according to Electoral Commission Chair Amwengala Zaamis. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, stimulus calls grow after China economic data disappoints. The China Show 8/18/2026. Bloomberg, the China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Inglis give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg. And then, fourth, from Channel News Asia, Russia summons Japan ambassador over disputed islands row. Bilateral relations have long been dogged by the Kuril Islands, known in Japan as the Northern Territories and seized in 1945 by the Soviet Union, which then expelled the Japanese population. Putin, 73, visited the territories last Thursday, prompting Japan to summon Russia's ambassador in protest. It was the first trip there by a Russian president since Dmitry Medvedev in 2010, who served as head of state from 2008-12 while Putin was prime minister. Next, fifth, from Le Monde, Ndirect, Guerra en Ukraine. Le maire de Moscou affirmed que 620 drones on Étalences vers la capitale russe dans la nuit. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, 6, from Straits Times. Russia downs 180 drones in Moscow region overnight, mayor says. August 18, Russia downed 180 drones in the Moscow region overnight, the capital's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, said on the Telegram messaging app early on Tuesday, in one of the biggest Ukrainian air attacks on the Russian capital. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Top, China's GRI, Haier, Hisense Media, TCLC AC sales surge in Europe heat waves. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.